Okay, we are holding on the Dharam. Today's Amud is Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Last time we got up to Chav Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom with Eise Ravina Larava. So we're going to ask a Kasha. Eise introduces a question, an attack question. Eise Ravina Larava. What's the Kasha? Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Yesh Neder Shemiktasa Mutter Miktasa Oser. You could have a case where you could have a Neder where Ketzas, part of it is going to be mutter for the person to have. It's also awesome. Part of ketzas, a part of it's also going to be osir. So it's half and half. Ketza, what's the case of this? Sanada min akalkala. The guy takes a neder. He's not going to get benefit from any items that are in a basket. These type of like wicker baskets that were used for fruits or something like that. It's now on the top of a chav zayin. V'hayibo benos shuach. And inside this basket, there were these benos shuach. That's a special type of, it's a species of white figs. They mature later on in the season, and they grow to a size which is different from the normal size of other figs. He didn't know that. Va'omer, and he says like this, Ilu hayisi yodea, had I really known, shebenos shuach besocha, that there were benos shuach in this basket, in this kalkala, lo hayisi noder, I would not have taken this nether, right? And then everything should have, the other ones, meaning all the other figs in there, should be osir. Hakakala asura benos shuach mutaros. So in that case, then everything else is osir, but the special benos shuach are allowed. He's allowed to eat them. So that was the accepted ruling. That's what they thought. Ad shebo Rebbe Akiva v'limid, until Rebbe Akiva came and taught the following, neder shehuta miktaso huta kulo. If you have a neder where part of it is dissolved, then the whole thing. So now what comes out, release everything in that kalkal, all the produce in that basket is going to be mutter. Samai lav the omer. Aren't we talking about a case where the guy said, Ilu ha'isi yodea shebenos shuach besocha? Had I known the benos shuach were inside of it, ha'isi omer said, te'enim shechorus levonos asuros. He would have specified and said exactly which ones. The black ones and the white figs, those are going to be osir, and the benos shuach mutaros, and the benos shuach are allowed, right? So, Rebbe Kivihi. That is the shita of Rebbe Kiva upligi rabbanon, and the rabbanim argue on him. But now the question, this is again Ravina's kasha on Rava. According to Rava, everyone should agree in that case that all of the produce is going to be mutter in a case like this. So our answer is lo. No, we could answer it a little different. But Omer, the guy would have said his statement a little bit differently. Ilu ha'isi yodea. Had I known in advance, shenos shuach besoch, they had the benos shuach inside of it, ha'isi Omer, I would have said like this. Kol ha'kakala asura. All of the basket is osir, benos shuach mutaros, but the ones that are inside, the benos shuach, that is going to be allowed, and that is Rabbi Akiva Shita, the way Rava learns. That's his defense. It's not a kasha. He'll just explain this is how he would have reframed it, his statement, and it would be good. Saman Tana Laha, so who's the Tana who learned the following? The Tana Rabbanim learned the Braisa. Noder mechamisha b'nei Adam ke'echad. So in one statement, one utterance, this guy prohibits getting hana from five people. Huter le'echad mehen, but if became dissolved, mutter for him to get benefit from one out of the five, huter kulan, then all of them become allowed. Chutz mi echad mehen, but if he said, I'm also to get benefit from everybody except for one of you, who mutter, that guy, he excluded is going to be mutter, v'hein asur, and then everyone else is still going to be osir. Se'ila rabba. You can be either on. If it's rabba's pshat, right? So then reisha Rebbe Kiva, seifa divrei hakol. Ila rava, and if we're learning like rava, so then seifa rabbonin v'reisha divrei hakol. Then the seifa is going like the opinion of the rabbonin, and the reisha is going according to everybody. So what does it mean, the ratio? Let's just work this out first within Rabba. So the first case would be the guy took a netter and he says that I'm not going to get benefit from any of the five people. And then he changes his mind. He's Mishana. He changes his, no, this one and that one are going to be osir, but this guy's allowed. So that's like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds if you break it up and you're partially matir part of it, and the whole thing falls apart. And then the last part was when he's basically just adding on to his original netter, right? Except for one of them. So in that case, everyone agreed that only that guy is going to be permitted. And then within Rava, so you just flip it, right? The Sefer is going to depend on the Rabbanon, and then everybody would agree to the first one. How does the Halacha follow? So the Ran says here, L'inyin Halacha, five lines up from the bottom. Kaimelan Rebbe Akiva Aliba de Beis Hillel. We follow the Shita of Rebbe Akiva within the understanding of Beis Hillel. The Nader Shehuta Miktaso Huta Kulo. If you have a Neder that part of it became Mutter, then the whole thing is now Mutter. Uplugta de Rabba of Arava, and the other Machlokis in the Amorim. Kaiva and de Ikele Meimar. Well, you have a Svar to say, the Hilchasa Kirabba. We maybe the Rabbah should think Rabbah Mishum to have a Rabbah the Rava because he was Rava's Rebbe. Well, tongue twister. Vigil Maimar, you say no, the Hilchasa Kirava, maybe the Hoshva Rava, Mishum to Basroi because he came later. And normally we assume that if you're Hilchasa Kibasroi, they knew all the other opinions that came before them, and then we would follow there because they're like the culmination of it. Snatin and Kirava Lechumra. We go like Rabbah, and we're strict. But my mekulhu asurin va'aviv mutor v'meshana bein mefare bein miprat leklal bein miklal lefrat kulan mutarin v'chein pasuk harambanza. Okay, that is the Ran's bring down halacha. Now we'll start the next mishnah. The mishnah says like this: nidre onsin, a neder that was something that was beyond your control, was an onus. Hidiru chaveru shiochal etzlo. The person made him take a neder that he's going to eat by him. V'chalahu, he got sick, or chalah beno, his son got sick, or she'ikvu nahar, the river overflowed, and it stopped him from able to cross and get to him. Sahare elu, nidre onsin. These are all examples of nidre onsin. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, in Perik Dalet, Halacha Aleph, says like this. Nidre onsin, v'nidre shgagos, v'nidre havoi, hare elu mutarim kederech shv'arnu b'shvus. Okay, so it explains all these cases we started with in this parak, the four different categories, they all are muta, you don't need to do bimata the neder. Hare shehidiruhu ha'anosim ha'mochsin v'amrulo nidor lanu shehabosro osra lecha imesh imcha dob shechai b'meches. So you have like people who are forcing these, like the tax collectors, take a note that this meat's going to be ushered to you if you have something in your possession that really we should be taxing, that you're chayv to give. V'nodva omer hare ha'pas v'habos v'hayyan osurun alai hare mutter makol. So he adds on. He says, no, not only is the bread, not only is the meat, but the bread and the wine, everything is ushered. So he adds on to these things. So Isaiah Motor says, Ram Bechol, Afal Pi, Shehosif Alma, Shabik Shumimenu. Even though he added on to what they asked him to do, that's also going to be part of this of Onsin, right? You might have thought they weren't forcing him to mention the additional things. They just said the meat. But since he goes ahead and adds more, then maybe it would be chal on those. So I'm just explaining, no, since the whole thing was being forced, the whole thing is begetter onus. So therefore, even though he added on to it, that's not going to take it away. Right? That's what Rambam says here. 1 second. Lost the spot. V'chein im bikshu mimenu she'idor shlo tihena ishto lo v'nadur shlo tihena lo ishto uvana v'echav kula mutarim v'chein kol v'yotzev zes. Even he adds on, he's just your wife, and he adds on his children and his brothers, all these people. That's the halacha. Says the Gemara like this: Ahu gavra, there was a person, the itpis zach v'osa b'veidina. He had a court case, and he wanted to postpone it so that he could take some time to get more evidence. Right? He had good documents. But Omer Ilo Asena, if I don't come back, I'd toss you. If I don't come back here within 30 days, the Botlan Hane Zach Vasoy, then these documents I have for a good zchus, a favorable verdict, they should become bottle void. The itness villa also, and an onus happened, and the guy didn't come. So what's the din? Omer Avuna bottle Zach Vasoy. So his documents are now bottled because he didn't come back. So Amali Rava, so Rava says to him, "Onus who? This guy's an onus. What do you want? For onus rachman patre. The Torah exempts a person who's an onus. Dichsiv ulenara losas dover. If a woman was violated, so the halacha is that for her, since it was she didn't do it willingly, she was violated. Unfortunately, so there's no punishment on her. That's the idea of onus rachman patre. Din over here by that. V'chiteima katola shiny. It may be going to say, well, by katola, that should be a little bit different. The Ran here has an interesting, if you can say why they would be different. The Ran says, kilomer, debimokum katola ikatainas onus. Yeah, you have an onus in that case. About Mimi Achrini Lo, I mean, maybe this is only a localized din. That's the Gemara saying with the Ron's learning. Maybe it's not just a din in Oli, but for Misa, that's a serious thing. So say onus Rachman Patre, right? So Tanan, I'll show you. No, you have other cases like that. Nidre Onsin. Hidir Chavir Shoichel Etzlo. Again, they took a net, they want this guy to eat by him. V'chalahu O Shachal Bano O Ikvo Nahar. He gets sick. His son gets sick. Or the river overflows. He can't get there. Hare Eile Nidre Onsin. These are all examples of Nidre Onsin. And you don't need it to be. You don't need matan neder. So you see that that's the idea. It's an onus and Rachmana Patri. The one says L'Rava. According to Rava, Maishna Mehaditzan, how is that any different from what we learned in Mishnah Gittin on Ayin Vav, Amud Beis? Hareza Gitech Me'achshav. This is your get, the man says to his wife, from right now, Im lo ba'asi mikan, ad shnei ma'aser chodesh. If I don't come back within 12 months, that should be a good thing from right now, retroactively. Umeis betoch shnei ma'aser chodesh. And then the guy died within 12 months. So he's a get. That is a get. So asks the Gemara, "Mai, why should this be a kosher get? Hamenas isness. It was an onus, right? He was a victim. Circumstances beyond his control, right? The death is the ultimate example of that. So Amri, they say no. Dilma shiny hossam. Maybe that case is different. I've got on the base. Do you have a yod to demis? Because if the guy would have known that he was going to die within the 12 months, min la alter have gamar v'yahiv gita, he would have immediately decided to give the get right then, right? And the Ran explains the reason why. This is in the Chav Zayin about 6-7 lines up. Shahare lo nosam lo get el mishum de lo nichale de tibol kaime yov. He doesn't want to fall to ibun. V'chol shekein is certainly de iyada de amais. He knew he was going to die. Gomer megarsha kihecha de lo tibol kaime yov. He doesn't want to fall to ibun, so he would have given it to her right away, and therefore it's not going to be a, he didn't want to take it to effect in this case.